Blog Talk Radio.
I know, man. I was getting caught up in the song. Well, welcome to Which Way Is Up Radio. Our show today is Open Mic Vibration. What? Open Mic Vibes. We have our two co-hosts. We have the Mrs. Janae McCann. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, the pride of Florida. I'll tell you that. Woke
up. Oh, yes.
And we have Woken Up. How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How you doing? I'm good.
Oh, man, it's good to have you here. So, today's show, y'all, is open mic. So, here, let's start with the missus, Janae. So, what is on your mind? Open mic.
You know, it's always like a ton of things on my mind. So, I'm really glad this is open mic. And I'm super, super excited about it. So if I get too excited, y'all just calm me down and just be like, chill, Janae. Man, it's so much. Okay. So one of the first things I wanted to talk about was the group. I'm really happy with how it's going, how people are so supportive of one another, you know, like non-judgment, you know, everybody's just like a family. So I wanted to get into that topic of the whole F your feelings thing as a band-aid to hurt, you know, because anger is like the cover or protector of hurt. So
right.
When you say F your feelings, you know, that's what you're basically doing. You're just using, you know, that anger to, you know, protect yourself. And I just wanted to kind of get into How do you heal from that? Where do you start and how? And I was kind of thinking it was through each other, it's through the source, you know, because hurt people. And so the best way to get over it is like when one of us hurts another one of us, you know, what's the best way to heal? You know, for somebody else, you know, maybe that's a black to come through and be like, you know, not all of us like that. We got you. You know, so when I said I wanted to do the shout out, I wanted to give a shout out to Wendell, to Bro, to Daryl, to Alicia, to Preezy. I'm probably saying it wrong. To Aaron, and all Young, you know, who's been like really cool, you know, about that.
Hold on real quick. 903, okay. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Perez, and I'm calling from Crockett, Texas.
Hey, Perez.
Hey, Janae.
It's Perez.
Oh, just giving you a shout-out.
Make sure you say, Woken Up, too, now.
Thank you.
Make sure you say, hello to Woken Up, too, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. You know, there is another man in here. So, Perez, thank you for calling in. We have an open mic session today, so is there anything on your mind?
No, I just tuned in, so what were you guys talking about? What's the subject? This randomness?
This open mic. Yeah, open mic in the last show of the year, you know, and you just want to just get whatever your thoughts on about consciousness, anything, or you don't want to sit back and listen and see what Janae and Woken Up today.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm glad I got in. I've been trying to get in the past couple of Sundays, and it's been full.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I got in for the last of the year, so that's a good thing. But anyways, I'm just here to listen. I'll put my input in. I'm flexible, but I'm just here to listen.
Great. All right, awesome. Glad to have you. And, yes, please chime in whenever you feel like it. So,
okay.
Janae, here, what we're going to do, we're going to move over to Woken Up, and then after that we'll go back and forth. And then, Perez, if you have anything to add on to it, go ahead and add in anything to the song.
Okay.
All right. So, Woken Up. So, is there anything on your mind at the moment?
Oh, not really is the most best. I don't want to wait till everybody gets stuff out, I guess, to kind of touch on whoever she wanted to be there and answer questions. Like, I know Sinead had a question about how to deal with the, you know, the anger and hurt kind of separating and all that there. I want to touch on that whenever time permitted.
Oh, yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
So this is what I was saying. You know, I've been appreciating a lot of support and just everything from the group to me and, you know, for everybody else, all the gods and goddesses, you know, really having each other's back, you know, the positive vibes. And so I noticed something about, you know, the whole F your feelings thing. And like I was saying, you know, I feel like that it's just anger as a cover for hurt. And I want to talk about where and how to heal, you know, from that. And I think it's through the source, it's through us, because usually when we get hurt like that and we start talking about our people, I was trying to teach you this, I was trying to teach you that, it's coming from another black person. So then we need somebody else to step up and say, hey, we're not all like that, you know, like, I got you, you know, like,
yeah,
don't just focus
true.
On that. Yeah, so that's how come I was, I said I was going to throw out some shout-outs to you, Perez. You know, you've been awesome and really supportive. You know, Alicia, Daryl, Arlen, Bro, Wendell, Aaron, and I'm pretty sure I'm forgetting some other people, you know, but I just feel like hurt people, you know,
yeah.
So we just have to work on reaching back out and healing each other, you know, so that's kind of what I was wanting to say.
Wow, that's awesome. Well,
where do we begin? Where do we begin on helping each other with the, you know, the most people say, if you're feeling?
I feel like it's recognizing the signs and then reaching back out to that person, you know, because ostracizing is like one of the most proven ways to hurt someone the worst. You know, it's worse than being in prison. You know, it's being
yeah.
in prison, but in public, you know. So I feel like it's just recognizing the signs and reaching back out and learning how to speak that person's language without being offensive, you know, because when somebody is hurt, I mean, you can set them off really easy. So it's not owning that person's feelings. It's letting them express that and then being like, hey, you know, just getting on that level of that same rapport to where you can discuss it with them.
Yeah, and a lot
and
of
hopefully go from
ear
there.
To that person, you know, just let them get out what they want to, you know, express. What they're feeling and why they're hurt.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
a lot of them
awesome.
Don't understand why they're hurt, you know? They just know that this is how they're feeling.
Yeah, because, I mean, sometimes they don't even know how deep the hurt is.
Yeah.
And you can't wear that Band-Aid forever, you know, because once it comes off, you're going to realize just how much you hurt or how much it built up over time. So I feel like we just have to reach back, you know, when we
yeah.
notice stuff
hey,
like
hey, ladies, real quick. Hey, 609, thank you for calling in. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Daryl. I'm calling from Queens.
Hey, welcome to the show, Daryl.
Hey. Hey, sis. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm just glad that you called in to put a name to the face.
I told you that I would.
And to spread that butter and honey that you be talking about.
Right.
So, Daryl, just want to let you know, today's show is all about open mic, you know, so what is on your mind? So anything about continuity, I know that Christmas is here, do you have any expressions about that? So what is on your mind today?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
But that same thing on my mind every day, just how in the world can we be more effective at waking our people up?
More of our people up?
How can we be more effective? What can we do?
Well, that kind of like segues into what I'm about to sound off about is about conscious level. You know, and what is consciousness? And like, just because, you know, people been in the game a long time does not mean that they don't have still more to learn. You know, and effectiveness is, a lot of people are hurt, you know, and a lot of people suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome, you know, and that's the reason why religions, you know, and then whenever we wake up, okay, it hurts. And matter of fact, a lot of times, like, we just stop, you know, we just stop dead in our tracks and we try to say, no. I don't want to go no further. I just want to stick to this religion. I just want to stick to Islam. I just want to stick to Buddhism. I just want to stick to Christianity or Catholicism or whatever it is. Because it's painful to think past that, you know, and to what, in my opinion, to what Janae and Perez was making is we have to meet people on their level, you know. We have to speak their language because everybody's hurt at this point in time. Now, so whenever you got woken up, it's, oh my goodness, I can't believe all these people lied to me. You know, and then after that, when you start doing your research, it's like, well, the history books lied to me. You know, like, there's no such thing as Greek philosophy. There's no such thing. You know, so, like, once you start researching and looking back, you see how everything is a lie. You know, even voting for president is a lie. You know, only 11 states even matter. So, to me, conscious level and how we meet people on their level and how we share that information.
To add to this question about effectiveness, I think that it's about planting the seed, planting as much seeds as possible, because like you said, everyone is on a different level of consciousness, and so you never know what they are prepared to receive, you know, because we're not psychic, you know, so we don't know. Also, being more effective if more of us get into media, because so many people listen to what's on the radio, they listen to what's on TV, you know, they listen to media. So if we had more outlets like that, you know, for people to listen to, you know, because they take media as gospel, you know, like 90% of the time, we would be a whole lot more effective, you know, because people go by trends. You know, what's this, I can't even think of the name of it because it's so ridiculous. The men and the female swapping clothes, like that whole challenge. You know, like trends just catch on so easy, you know. So the sad thing is that we might have to just use the media and make it a trend to be smart or to be conscious and to plant these seeds so that people will actually go along with it and go ahead and wake up, you know.
Yeah, we gotta get our voice heard.
Yeah.
Gotta get our voice heard.
Exactly.
That's the show. So, here, let me round robin in real quick. So, welcome up. Do you have anything on your mind?
Yeah, I agree with Janae on that because, check it out. I've came across a couple of people, and they told me, like, you got to forget the history, like, leave it alone, stop living in the past, you know. And the thing is, I told them, if you forget the past, then you forget your cause, you know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
We have to keep dropping the knowledge because, yes, it's probably going to offend a lot of them, too, because they're not ready to accept it. But at the same time, after seeing it enough, they're going to say, okay, I have to look into this, finally.
Mm-hmm.
they unfriend you, like for example, social media. If they haven't unfriended you, they're seeing what you're posting, so they're curious, you know, and that's how you plant the seed. You just keep dropping that knowledge.
Yeah.
And keep, you can hashtag it if you want to or not, but say look it up or research. Don't take my word for it. You know, that way they can understand.
I totally agree with that, because it's not forcing things on people. You know, you're still putting it out there for their choice, because the moment you start to force things on somebody, we all know if somebody told either of us, like, this is it, this is the truth, you know, we'd be like, what? You know, so I totally agree with what you said, waking up, you know, just putting it out there and letting people see it, you know, and it just like those catchy songs that that people talk about, what is it? It's all about that bass. I used to could not stand that song. And now, you know, when I hear certain things, I'm like, it's all about that bass. So, you know, it starts to become an earworm, but in a good way, you know, a good information earworm.
All right, so here, I have a question for each and every one of you. And since I'm glad that y'all called in. So here, I'm going to start with the ladies first. Right, and we'll go ahead and start with Ms. Perez. So, Ms. Perez, what is your mindset for the new year?
My mindset for the new year is just being positive, staying positive, because positivity takes you a long way. Even though you may be surrounded by a lot of negative people, your positiveness could spread to them. And they will see that in you and maybe change some of the way that they think or the way they do things. Also, my mindset is trying to do more, you know, as far as spreading consciousness. I post a lot, but I don't talk much.
Right.
So that's pretty much my mindset.
Awesome. Thank you for that response. So, Janae, I'm going to ask you the same thing. So, what is your mindset going into 2017, or supposedly what is 2017?
Well, I try to keep a positive mindset, and mine is also to not get disappointed in people as easily because, you know, one minute people seem to get it, and then one minute they don't. Then I'm like, oh, I'm so disappointed. So I figure, you know, just leading more by example, more by positive actions, and just more encouragement, you know. But I just want 2017 to be more action, basically.
More action. That's awesome. All right, Daryl, same question. What's your mindset going into 2017?
Well, they say opposites attract. So I don't want to so much be loving like that. I want to be the opposite. I feel like we're in a war, and I feel like I'm a warrior. So I feel like I have to fight for myself and for my people. And my mind is in a state of war, although I wish for peace. I really do.
Yeah.
But I'm in war. So my mindset is on war and survival for me and my people. I feel like as a people, we got one foot on the banana peel and one foot in hell. And it doesn't look good. So I have to fight for survival. That's the first law of nature, self-preservation. So I look at myself and my people the same way. I'm fighting for me and my people. I'm not fighting physically. I mean fighting mentally and spiritually. I have to raise my vibration so I'm able to help myself and help those whom I love. And that's my mindset. That's all I think about day and night, 24/7. How to be more effective, how to raise, how to teach, how to learn. I'm a student. I'm a teacher. I feel like everything is all. I'm everything all at once, and so I have to. I'm trying to get balance so that I can do the things that I'm here to do the best. We all created for a reason, and I'm trying to do what I'm created for the best way I can.
You know what, Daryl? I completely agree with you on that. And when I mentioned my actions, that meant also making moves towards changing policies. Like, I know I'm not going to be a government official, you know, anytime next year. I have to go through a surgery and things of that nature. But at least educating myself more on that so that I can change policies to help us. Since we are in this state, you know, because a lot of the policies, they're not created for us. We know that, you know, so we need to flip things in our favor. So that's what I mean a lot by when I say focusing my actions on things of that nature, you know, to encourage positivity and things to flow more our way.
I understand.
Are now woken up, okay? What is your mindset going into the new year?
Woken
up, you hear me? What's your mindset going into the new year?
Mine is pretty much to do the same thing. I gotta wake my people. I feel like I've been slacking. Well, not slacking, but I felt like it's been a big weight, I guess, to my people for being held to the illusion too long. And that's why I am the way I am now, because I just recently became enlightened. You know, most people, they didn't have anybody to tell them the truth, like how I learned, how I found out until I got to the age that I am right now. So I want to be that person that I didn't have to tell me the truth. So, going into the new year, that's what I want to do. I'm going to do more legwork, like even more legwork than I already do.
To put in that work, our
fellow kings and queens out on the streets, where I'm at, tell them who they are.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tell them anything.
All right, real quick. All right, this is my last question, and then after that, we're going to just flow with it, okay? So my question to each one of you is, do y'all have any good Christmas stories? You know, because we already know 25th Christmas, everybody celebrates Christmas. We all have Christian family members or Muslim family members that unknowingly worship, you know, the rebirth of the sun, you know, instead of Jesus' birth, you know, the rebirth of the sun. So, here, let's start off with Janae. Do you have any Christmas stories or anything that just happened?
No, I don't celebrate Christmas. Today was just another day. I was supposed to go to the beach, and those plans got canceled. But other than that, not really. You know, when I was little, you know, my mom used to buy Christmas gifts and stuff like that. And, of course, like, I always liked all the boy toys. I didn't like the Barbie dolls and stuff. So it was kind of cool when she finally actually bought me a freaking Tonka truck. It was like, okay, let's get real. You know, so that was a good gift. That's one good memory. But, yeah, other than that, I don't celebrate holidays.
Okay. Well, Perez, do you have any a Christmas story or anything that happened this particular Christmas? Or
no, I don't have a Christmas story. You know, the only thing that happened this Christmas was my family gets together. You know, and that's about the only time we do get together. That's not a good thing, but in another sense, it is a good thing because we do get together. Food, family, and fun. That's about
awesome.
It.
Woken up, do you have any Christmas stories?
Yes, I went to my little family gathering. I went to my family gathering because, you know, my mom. So I went in, but it was just because my brother, he was in Kuwait, and he came back, and so he was like a big gift or whatever, so I seen my brother.
Well, that's right.
After that, they started playing those Christian games or whatever. I stepped out. I had to.
Mm-hmm.
because I just didn't feel comfortable because it's just like pushing a lot of puppy stuff.
Well, sometimes it'd be like that, woken up. Sometimes it'd be like that.
It's like, that's enough. I have to walk out. I can't do too much. All right, and Gail, man, any Christmas stories or memories or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, I was the youngest of and the only male child of three. I had two older sisters, so I always had everything I wanted for Christmas, but I don't celebrate it now, and I don't miss it. But the part that I did like, my grandparents, my father had 10 siblings, and the holidays were when we all got together, even though we were in different states, everybody came to my grandparents' house, all the children and her children. Children, you know, their children. So we all, the family all got to get together. We could listen to our elders speak, and we learned to respect our elders. So many of us, we ate by age. Our grandparents ate first, and our parents, and then the older children, and then the younger children. We had chores to do, cleaning up, and helping, you know, it was a good time. I have good memories, but, I hate the lies. I hate the lies about the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, you know, all that foolishness, man. It's like I'm trying to take a mental exercise and get all that foolishness out of my head and get it out of my children's head, my nieces and nephews, you know. But Christmas, I mean, honestly, Christmas is one of the best times of the year. So, you know, to take it from children, you feel bad in a way, but you know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I completely understand. Completely understand. Like me personally, like, no, I love holidays. The reason why is because this is the only time where it's like kind of like state mandated that we actually think of somebody outside of ourselves. You know, and it's sad that it has to come to that. You know, like, oh, you know, Thanksgiving is all about we bring the family together. Christmas is all about bringing the family together. You know, Easter's trying to, you know, try to find those Easter eggs, you know, try to find that fertility, things like that. Valentine's Day, tell another person, you know, that you love another person, you know. So, like, I'm a big fan of them. It's just, as long as we, you know, most of y'all may not agree with me, but, as long as we teach them, okay, this is what it really means. Like, Christmas is really the rebirth of the sun, you know. You know, and now we're going to death, you know. You know, we're going into death, you know, as in January and February, those are the harshest months, winter-wise, and then after that, spring, which is the rebirth, you know, which is in March, you know, thus, you know, Easter, you know. So, with that being said, y'all have anything else on y'all mind? Like, come on, give me something. Give me some.
Yes! Stop asking that, because you know I always do, and I'm always going to be the first to say something.
Thank you.
All right. So, this is popping off of something that Woken Up posted about not focusing on hating all white people because it takes away from the focus of nation building. Because we have biracial people and biracial friends, biracial family members, you know, biracial people in our group, you know, who go through the same things that the same racism that we go through. You know, like the skin color, if you brown, you're brown. It don't matter if you mixed or whatever. So when somebody looks at one of our black mothers and they disrespect them and then we want to go off, well, don't you think they feel the same way? If they say, hey, we're supporting you with your struggle and we saying F your mom because she's white, but she raised a biracial kid who is about, you know, self-actualization, black power, supporting our cause and things of that nature, then the biracial people don't want to hear that either. So then that causes more divisiveness and colorism, you know, with us. So I want to know how y'all felt about that.
Well, me personally, I'll go ahead and go first. I think in order for you to nation build, you have to have allies. Like, there's not no fictional Wakanda, you know, in Marvel Comics where Black Panther, he's against all nations and everybody against Wakanda. You know, here in this day and age, like, you have to have allies, you know, in order for you to build, you know. And, like, for me, being conscious is a love for all people, not just the black ones, not just the white ones, not just the Hispanics, not just the Asians, but it's for all people. And then the people who do evil towards you, you know, you dealt with it, you cut them off. You know, and there's evil black people. There's evil black people. There's a lot of coons out there. It's like, hey, you trying to put something together and try to build a coalition, there'll be one infiltrating and just start snitching on them. You know, so, like, for me, it's honoring those people. You know, it really is. It's really honoring those. You know, even though history, like with the Moors and all that good stuff, is how they traded us in and all that good stuff, I do get that. I do understand that. But from that perspective, to now, this day and age, it's all about education and knowing and then understanding. You know, because, you know, it's very hard for a biracial person. You know, it's like, hey, you have to learn from both sides. Okay, am I black? Am I white? Am I mixed? Okay, so what side do I identify with? You know, so it's very tough, you know. And matter of fact, this will be a great future show. We get a biracial person on and talk about their experiences.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that, you know, because some people, they leave biracial people out of it, and then they don't talk about their families.
Yeah, Daryl, right here, let me get your expressions on that, and then Perez, and woken up.
When you was talking, the person that popped in my mind is the football player.
Kaepernick.
And I was thinking about how, I didn't know what he was by looking at him. I thought he was black. How would I know that he's not? You know,
right.
How would I know that he's biracial or mixed or anything? So what that did, it made me think about who should I be mad at, you know? And then you brought up the point, there's coons and you know, and there's good and bad in everybody. There's good and bad in Asians. There's good and bad in blacks. There's good and bad in whites. There's good, you know what I'm saying? So, and then you mentioned something else. How do we know? I use myself. Yeah, I say, you know what? I'm conscious. I don't care who you are, what color, race, or creed you are. If you're conscious, you can come on in, right? Knowing that there's good and bad in everybody, knowing it. So if I invite everybody in, that means I'm going to have to be on the lookout for everybody because I invited the whole world in. And it's that knowing that it's good and bad in everybody, even myself, starting with me. So how could I expect for what I'm trying or what we're trying to do to be lifted up if we don't know? So what do? Do we just take the chance and say, everybody come on who's conscious? Everybody who wants to love everybody and wants to do what's right, just come on in. You know, we accept you. Come in as you are, like the church says. Come in as you are. Wear gym shoes, your hat backwards, your pants down. We don't care. As long as you're conscious, just come on in. But then we don't know.
Right, so because you're taking a chance regardless. I've been burned by, you know, so-called conscious people as well. So you're taking a chance regardless.
Just living, you're taking a chance. Walking down the street,
right.
You're taking a chance. You know, I'm black. I walk down the street. It's cold in Queens. We're surrounded by water. I have my hood on. Then I'm thinking, should I take my hood off? Is the police going to kill me? Why should I have to feel like that? I shouldn't have to feel like that.
Preach.
I didn't feel like that last year.
Please preach on that. Pass the question, please. Perez, here, let me get your expressions on that.
My expression on that is like both of those guys were saying that we do have to be fair, but we do have to be accepting at the same time. You know, being bad in everybody, even starting with ourselves. But you have to keep it thing. You know, you have to open yourself up first. Accepting. That's
how I feel about good. That. That's awesome. All right, woken up. Okay, what's your expressions on that?
My expression is, It's a little different. I'll say, like, we don't have to do, excuse my expression, so I'm not saying we have to do away with anybody else, but we have to learn how to first to build something together. Because we have to have some type of culture, because if we don't learn how to build amongst ourselves first, how could we call ourselves building with anybody else?
Yeah.
You know, that's blind and soulless beings, and that just kind of, so that would just keep us in a cycle of fighting the same thing we're still in favor of. So I say that, I mean, you're advantage, but at the same time, understand that is the very thing that got us in the position that we are in right now.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
The harsh reality of it. So, and good, but it's until we are to a state of dominance among ourselves to where we cannot be infiltrated anymore, ever.
Man, I'm in love with that expression.
It was on point.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm. If we go in nature, I look at birds. I'd be looking at one and I say, oh man, it's a bluebird, and it's a red robin. They're on the same tree, right? But they're not sitting up there talking to each other. You know, they don't talk to each other. They hang around. I see seagulls, and I see birds eating stuff off the sidewalk. Little tiny birds, whatever they are, and they fight over the food. Little ones in the big seagulls. They're not. They're birds from the same family, but they ain't like boys or girls or whatever. They have a difference of how they see things. So that's what I was saying. How do you invite everybody in, even though we say we have the same thoughts, the same mind, we one people, we all conscious, you know, our color don't matter, this, that, and the other, and we don't have nothing for ourselves. I don't see nothing else in creation that does that. The bee don't do it. The bird don't do it. The snakes don't do it. They all got their own thing that they do. And I don't even know if they ever come together. I never seen like a rattlesnake and a garden snake like we cool, like let's go out to the beach or the lake or something like that. I've never seen anything in creation do that. We the only thing that want to mix with everything. I don't know why.
You know what? Because they have a law of nature. You know, animals just know this. They take what they need. You know, like it's a culture of the givers and the takers. You know, like you don't see like a lion eating more than his share. You might see the seagulls fighting over something, but they're not over there being greedy. You know, they have a law that they abide by. And I think that we lost a lot of our laws to practice from history. And so now we have to build that back up, build back our natural laws from our ancestors so that we can live by our natural, you know, like natural laws of nature. You know, that's what we lost because we're some everywhere. You know, we want to be nice and we want to accept people, but then sometimes we go too far and that's how we get burned. And that's what Woken Up spoke on. You know, also we want to help each other, but then we slap and burn our own hands away because we don't follow the same laws of nature as commit, you know, as we did back in the day. Like, we just don't, because it was robbed, it was stolen from us. A lot of us are still confused. We have to work back on getting on that page. So when you were talking about the birds, the snakes, everything like that, they weren't corrupted. You know, we were corrupted. Yeah. They're not corrupt. You know, like they have their natural laws and stuff. We have to get back to ours. So that's what's messing us up now.
Okay. Who are the first people to walk on the face of the earth? Does anybody know? Huh?
We were.
Huh? Who were?
We were.
we were? In that case, then we should be getting our stuff together, and we don't have to say nothing to nobody. Everybody will follow us because that's what happened in the first place.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. We have to get back to running that original law of nature, those original laws, because we weren't like that back in the day. You know, when you look on the walls and you see these inscriptions and how we lived and what they wrote, it was nothing like this, nothing like this. You know, they didn't do what we're doing now. You know, we were the first, you know, and so we need to get back to that. You know, that's all I was trying to say is we need to get back to that for real because we're just going down. We're just going down, crabs in a barrel, you know.
All right, y'all, hey, we got to wrap up the show. All right,
no.
So here we're going to just go for last expressions. I know they're about to cut us off. So here, let me get the last expression for each one of you. And what are you looking for in the new year or New Year's resolution? So we're going to start with the men, and after that we'll end up with the ladies, the goddesses, and after that we're going to call it a day. So Daryl?
First to be last and the last to be first. We last.
That's right.
I don't want to be last to be first. That's my New Year's resolution.
Got to let the goddesses reign on this one. So you have any New Year's resolutions or anything?
Anybody?
Perez?
No, I don't have a New Year's resolution. I'm just, it's kind of like if it's good enough to put into effect for the new year, then that should be something I should be doing every day. Not just waiting until the new year to do it. So.
Right, and then all of a sudden, set like a goal, you know, like I don't have any particular goals besides to improve, you know, like I said earlier about actions, policies, encouragement, keeping a positive mindset, and keep learning, keep self-teaching, you know, just keep improving, you know, keep moving on up.
That's right.
Get your piece of the pie. All right. welcome. Daryl, you mind giving your now? And ladies win.
Keep moving. Keep moving. I wish this conversation was longer. That bugs me. I just wish that we could get ourselves together first because and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick to my plan because I know our way of life got corrupted when we let others in. So I think we should focus on us first. Not keep others out, but focus on us first, get us together, and everybody else will follow us. So that's what my plans are, to just focus on me and those who got like minds and family, loved ones, and friends, and move in that direction. And whoever want to come, they can come. It's like the soul train. If you don't like it, turn the channel.
That's right.
I feel
that's
you on
right.
that.
Yeah. And woken up. Any New Year's resolutions, lasting thoughts on the show?
Yeah, I would say I just want to start getting in contact with y'all outside of it and start, you know, meeting up with everybody. You know, we start doing stuff and we just meet up and have a lunch like that. And I actually want to challenge Scotty to do this right here by myself. And I was like, no, I'll tell everybody because we all people. I had to come up with a new code that's only a code for us. We may be able to maneuver in the background.
I agree with what you're saying. You know, don't work in isolation. Get together if we are local enough, or we can, you know, start like a group, a conference. We already have a group, radio show, already like a conference. So, like you were saying, you know, if we're close enough, or actually, you know, are in the same vicinity, I do agree with that 100%. You know. As far as uniting in person, doing these things in person, you know.
Right. Yep.
Indeed. That was the last word. All right. This is Brian West signing off, Which Ways Up Radio. Please come back to us Sunday, 5:30.